Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the first thing in place, time, order, rank, on and on and on. Wisdom knows how to apply the direction and the knowledge of God. Okay. Knows how to apply, how to show you to use it. Yes. See what I'm saying? So wisdom isn't the Holy Ghost. Wisdom is not the Holy Ghost, but rather chief one of the Holy Ghost attributes and characteristics. Wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and apply the best course of action. This is something I wrote down here. Yes, wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and apply the best course of action based on knowledge and understanding that you have. The moral skill for living revealed based on God's word as how God desires how you to act in all kinds of situations. Anybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you go to the original Hebrew, how it was originally written, the word wisdom in King James looks like chokma, but it's kokma. It's from three to four Hebrew words here. Chet, kaf, het, kaf, mem, and also hey.
Yes, sir.
Anybody hear? So what is ket? Ket, the first letter of wisdom. It's like a fence, a doorway to the anointing and knowing how to apply and use the word of God coming into being inside yourself.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Kaf is like the covering anointing hand of God. The covering anointing hand of God.
Yes, sir.
Mem is the word of God or the womb or the water.
Yes, sir.
And hey implies Hoyah. It is the first letter of Hoyah, the breath of God.
Yes.
Hey, the enablement of God. How something is able to come to pass, to be, become, happen, have, and how to apply and to use this. It comes to be like behold, like divine enablement.
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Kokma can be broken down in two parts. Kok in ma, potential and what is. Potential what is. Thus, it carries the idea of the potential of better understanding what is or the potential of what will be.
All right.
And how to apply it and how to use it. How to apply it, how to use it, how to apply it, how to use it. This is related to the first dawning of infinite light that occurred at creation. The first word in the Torah, the first word of Genesis is Bereshit, which is translated in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the Targum, Jonathan, it's translated with Kokma, knowing how to carry out God created the heaven and the earth. Well, his spirit, his creating spirit and his word and all that, but wisdom is knowing how to do it.
Yes,
sir. Psalms 104, verse 24 says, you have made everything with wisdom, with kokma.
Yes,
you have made everything with wisdom. So kokma, wisdom, carries the idea of God's creativity and his energy personified and knowing how to carry it out, how to use it. If you don't know how to carry something out and don't know how to use it, well, what good is knowledge going to do you? Wisdom is an attribute of God, an attribute, a characteristic of God, and is energy that flows from him and involves knowing how to apply this energy of God. His wisdom is in the skies. God's wisdom is in the skies, Job 38, 36. By it, he numbers the clouds, Job 38, verse 37. Founded the earth with it as an aid, a help. Proverbs 3, 19, and made all things, Jeremiah 10 and 12. So wisdom is personified in God. Scripture personifies wisdom, knowing how to apply, use, carry out, knowing how to apply, use, carry out, who existed before the creation of the world, reveals God and acts as a helping agent. Helps as a helping agent in creation. You see that? So wisdom is a mighty, mighty helper. Inward characteristic of God the Father that He brings forth by His Holy Ghost, by His Spirit. It is a big helping aid of how He figures things out. True? Okay, God's wisdom will preserve and sustain you and give you understanding. God's wisdom will preserve, sustain, and give understanding. Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. The Lord Jehovah giveth. He gives. He gives over. He grants. He bestows. He renders it upon you. He distributes it. He yields it, offers it. He commits it, and He lays it. The wisdom He gives you, He lays it to your charge. You are to use the wisdom that God lays to your charge. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of the mouth. So He giveth wisdom. He giveth kokma, wisdom, wisely. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Wisdom is an attribute. Wisdom is a characteristic attribute of God. And is energy, Holy Ghost, that flows from the Spirit of God and God the Father. More than just energy, is part of God's living essence and spirit.
Yes, sir.
It is. So, wisdom, to be wise in mind, word, or act. Wisdom is skillful, it's skill. God the Father is the universal most skillful being breathing.
Right.
His Spirit, His Holy Ghost is like activating action, bringing it to you, and the wisdom of God that is inherent inside Him and characterized inside Him, lives inside Him, helps us how to use it, how to carry it out. We bring something to pass by what God said, but we bring it to pass by these steps. This is the way we do it, right? So when you look back at being skill, wisdom is skill. Skillfulness is a state or quality. I've told you this before, but just how many believe it's always good for repetition? Skillfulness is a state or quality of possessing high proficiency. Someone who is very proficient has a lot of engineering knowledge, you might say, or some, and has wisdom how to do it. So skillfulness is the state or quality of possessing high proficiency, dexterity, or expertise in a craft. Working outside here, doing this, building this, doing this, fixing this, on and on and on. Dexterity, how your hand can do things, but you can't do it with the hand if the mind doesn't tell it how. Right? So skillfulness is a state or quality of possessing high proficiency, dexterity, or expertise in a craft, task, or art. Think about an artist. Think about the dexterity and think about the expertise of an artist.
Yes, sir.
Is that something or not?
It is.
Skillfulness. It's an ability to perform actions with precision, competence, and ease, and often develop through experience, through training, through natural talent. It is often used interchangeably with abruptness, which is a quality of having, showing skill or dexterity or mental thought that can be carried out.
Yes,
you see? So through experience, training, natural talent, it's often used interchangeably. It's like has mastery and professionalism about it. It's very professional. It does it to the T, right? Key aspects of skillfulness. This is wisdom. Skillfulness represents the mastery of fundamentals. Key synonyms include adeptness, which is like being skillful, dexterity, proficiency, and facility, ease of performance. That's wisdom. Has all that. How many believe it's a big deal?
Yes, sir.
some key aspects of skillfulness? Well, it's manual, it's cognitive, and it's professional. So manual, dexterity, handiness, dexterity in physical task. Wisdom, how to do this. Knowledge, engineering, how it works, on and on and on. But I also need to know how to carry out that engineering. See what I'm saying? So it's like a manual, like handiness, dexterity in physical task. Cognitive, proficiency in mental task. Strategic thinking, very strategic, and decision making, very strategic, right to the wire, how it's really done.
Yes, sir.
Professionalism, high level competence and efficiency in a trade or in a career. It often combines proficiency with speed and the ability to manage affairs with good judgment and good taste. Skill is a trained capacity in a specific task. Skillfulness describes the general quality or state of being highly proficient. Again, here are some synonyms. And remember, the word understanding here, it even helps with all that. There's skillfulness in it. Remember?
Yes.
Here's some synonyms. Expertise, mastery, high-level knowledge or control. Dexterity, depthness, skill with the hands or intellect. Abruptness or aptness, cleverness and quickness. Efficiency, working without wasting time or effort.
Yes, sir.
A person of wisdom in any situation knows how to get it done and not mess around and not waste time.
Amen.
It's a real quick problem decider. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So, for the Lord giveth wisdom, Proverbs 2:6, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So the Lord giveth, he commits to, lays into the charge, and distributes wisdom, kokma, wisdom, all that I've just told you, skillfulness and all that. And out of his mouth cometh knowledge, the knowing, the awares, and understanding. Now, you can have knowledge, or you can receive knowledge, but if you don't understand it, what good can it do you? You have to understand knowledge, and not only have to understand knowledge, you have to know how to apply and use the knowledge. The wisdom shows you that.
Yes, sir.
Am I getting the point across to you?
Yes, sir.
Is this helpful?
Yes, sir.
So, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge, tabun, intelligence, a sudden caprice, like on a whim or a quick decision. There it is. I see it. It's solved at that moment. I see how to resolve this. See what I'm saying? Wisdom, understanding, discretion, reason, skillfulness is what it does. So he gives understanding, which is full of wisdom, which gives you the understanding of how to do it and the skill of how to carry it out. Wisdom is like the skill of carrying something out. Only the righteous are given sound wisdom. Only God gives sound wisdom to the righteous. Only the righteous are given sound wisdom. Because righteous people don't refuse his reproof, his correction. Right? They receive that. You got it so much? So if you don't receive his reproof, his judgment, his directions, on and on and on, well, then you're not going to get anything. God won't get it because he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. The righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. That's Proverbs 2:7. He layeth up, he hides by covering over. He puts it in you and it's a hidden thing inside you until it's released. It's like hoarded and reserved until God says to release it. Favorably to protect. It even has kind of a lurking part to it, meaning it's there. And when it's used, you didn't even know it would be there. Kind of inside waiting, kind of on hold, you might say. He layeth up, he hides, keeps secret in a secret place, lays up, and he sits privily, he lays up sound wisdom. So he layeth up sound wisdom. Yushia. Sound wisdom to Shia, to substantiate, to support. So substantiate, very solid, very stable, to support, direct help. So wisdom's direct help. It's a characteristic inside God. that he helps himself that way to carry out what he sees and what he knows, and his wisdom carries it out, shows you how to do it. You see, all this is inside God. Is God some amazing being, is he or not?
Yes,
he is. So he layeth up sound wisdom, something that's very substantial. You can stand on it. It's direct help from God in purpose or an undertaking. It's direct help from God in purpose or undertaking or intellectual understanding. It comes from God.
Okay.
So it helps you in purpose, undertaking purpose, substance, enterprise, like a multifaceted executive leadership, you might say, like different departments, like an enterprise that God has. Substance, and that which is working, like he layeth up sound wisdom. So the word tushia expresses the meaning of God using God's wisdom, his inspiration, as the source for a person to build something and bring something to pass. It is revealed by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, by the Father. But it is shown how? By his wisdom, which the Bible even talks about, the Spirit of wisdom. And there are four scriptures in the Bible, the Spirit of wisdom, three in the Old Testament, one's in the New Testament. The Spirit of wisdom, you see that? So it seems that Tushia expresses the meaning of God using God's wisdom, his inspiration, as the source for a person to build something and bring something to pass. That is, give substance to, substantiates, related to the realm of bringing forth into reality that which God has given you a glimpse of and given you all of a sudden quick understanding. There it is. He can give you a glimpse and then, boom, there it is. You see it. You see it. You see the whole thing. That's the revealing of God and him helping you through his wisdom. That make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Well, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, the straight, those who please God well, those who are most upright, walk before the Lord, receive his reproof, receive his instructions. He's a buckler. He's a buckler. He's a shield, a buckler, a protector, like the scaly hide of a crocodile. A crocodile, that's what the Hebrew says, has a scaly hide, and it's hard to penetrate and get through him. Look at a turtle, look at that shell on a turtle.
Yes, sir.
Think about how that shell protects the turtle, draw himself inside. You see?
Yes, sir.
So that right there, it's a buckler. God is a buckler, Father's a buckler, the Spirit of God is a buckler, wisdom is a buckler. See all that? He is a buckler, a shield, a buckler, a protector, the scaly hide of a crocodile, a shield, a defense. He's armed. It's like being armed to them that walk abroad uprightly, that walk completely, that walk in innocence. Hear everybody now? That walk in full perfection as much as they know how. They walk in integrity, in uprightness, simplicity, at a venture, like an enterprise, like managed by God, and God manages how you carry it out by his wisdom. You see what I'm saying? You carry something out by his wisdom. To them that walk uprightly, complete, that come to an end, that come to a full, perfected, on and on and on. How many of we want to be walking uprightly? You can't receive sound wisdom if you don't walk uprightly. Wisdom will keep your paths. Wisdom will keep your paths and preserve your ways. Wisdom will keep your paths and preserve your ways. He keepeth the paths of judgment, Proverbs 2 and 8, and preserveth the way of the saints. Aren't you glad that your ways are preserved? He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth. The paths of judgment will keep you away from the strange woman. King Solomon talks about it over and over and over and over and over. And don't get into some strange male. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
So, Proverbs 2 and 8, he keepeth the path of judgment and preserves the way of the saints. He keepeth. He protects. He's a watcher. He guards. And he preserves, like putting it into a monument. Closed, there it is, in the monument. The paths of the caravan, the well-trodden road, the manner and the rank and the pace of judgment, of mishkal, a verdict favorable or against you. It's either for you or against you. Pronounced judicially like a sentence, a formal decree, either divine law and even human law. judges pronounce decrees upon you. Like a judge's judgment, the passive, it keeps the passive judgment, determination, discretion. How do I do something? How do I do it? That's wisdom. And preserveth, protects with thorns, protects, and is a watchman, preserves the way of the road as trodden, the course of life, mode of action, Derek, his saints, his religious, pious, merciful, holy, godly ones. You see? Then, after all that, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. You can't understand righteousness, judgment, equity, and every good path without the Spirit of God directing your life and being in control of your life, God, and for His wisdom to show you how to do it. You see? Then shalt thou understand righteousness. Then thou shalt understand. You shall separate mentally, distinguish, understand. You shall discern, perceive. You shall have intelligence. You shall be prudent. You'll be wise about it. You'll know. You'll get quick understanding. You'll deal wisely. You'll be very skillful. There it is again. There's that wisdom. Then you shall understand righteousness, the right, equity, moral, everything, on and on and on, that justice and judgment, a verdict favorable against, like I said a while ago, judgment. The law, on and on, and equity, evenness, concord, straightness, agreement, agreement with God, an agreement with God, and equity. It's, you build up an equity with God. You've got a track record that he's proud of. And equity, evenness, straightness, equity, righteousness, a right agreement, on and on and on. And yea, all manner of a good path. A good, better, best path, track, and like a rampart, as circular, a path, a rampart is like an elevated defensive wall that's built around you to protect you. That's what God's knowledge and His wisdom will do for you. Puts a wall like a scaly hide of a crocodile around you. Does that make sense to you? Like the shell of a turtle, you might say. Isn't that something? How many want wisdom?
Yes,
once you love wisdom and discretion, it will preserve and keep you. Once you love wisdom and the discretion of how it's carried out, it will preserve you. Now, is that a good deal or not?
Yes,
Proverbs 2:10, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, when wisdom and knowledge is pleasant to the soul, I told you before, Jerry Lee Lewis, he was saved, had the Holy Ghost baptism when he was very young. Got away from God. But he's somebody who never lost sight of God. God, I know I'm doing wrong. I don't want to go to hell. I feel messed up. On and on and on. But even through his life, he had some wisdom of the Lord from his beginning. He didn't get on that plane, I told you before, with a certain group. And the plane crashed and killed every one of them except him. Some said, don't get on it. He wasn't even living right then. So wisdom, if somebody lives for God and they got away from God some, sometimes wisdom will jump up and even protect them because God knows they're going to come back to Him. They're going to come back to Him. They're going to come back to Him. He knows that. Okay? So once you love wisdom and discretion, it will preserve and keep you. When wisdom enters into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul. So when, at that time, indicating antecedent, consequentially, seeing, sense, on, when wisdom, kokma, remember, entereth, comes, and runs you down and besieges you and invades you. It's the word bow, B-O-W. When wisdom enters, when it comes and it enters and besieges in you, it actually means when it comes, it's going to come and go to war, awaiting with impending danger. In other words, it will warn you of a war about to hit you or some situation hit you, like wisdom will fight for you. You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom will run you down, besiege you, entereth when it entereth. So it didn't just come in and get inside you. No, it entereth, and when it does, it goes to war with anything that would be wrong the way you're trying to go.
Yes, sir.
Well, aren't you glad about that? Wisdom will go to war inside you to keep you from doing the wrong thing. And knowledge, you do something with full knowledge and awareness, but you don't do it ignorantly. And you're certainly saying, it's pleasant. It's very pleasant. It's very agreeable. It's a delight unto thy soul. If you're a person that can be reproved, then you delight in wisdom because it's real nice to you. It's agreeable unto thy soul, unto thy person, thy creature, mind, emotions, and will, the whole thing. And then Proverbs 2:11, discretion shall preserve thee.
Yes, sir.
Well, discretion comes from wisdom. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. Discretion. What is discretion? What is true or false? Knows how to do something. Discretion. You see, I'm discreet. This is wrong, that's right. On and on and on. I can see how to do it. Discretion shall preserve thee. And discretion there is the word mesamah, which means a plan. God's plan. Good sagacity, keen in perception, sound judgment, and foresighted. You can see in the future what not to do, what to do, you see. So it's God's plan. It's an invention, intention. It has a lot of wisdom in it. Shall preserve thee, shall have thee about, protect thee, watch, like a watchman looking over you.
Yes,
wisdom's like a watchman looking over you all the time,
yes,
over thee. And the word thee is not just you. Verse the word all, which means over, above, upon, touching, had the charge of you. You see that? In other words, if you have wisdom and you're a righteous person, sound wisdom comes to you, it will have charge over you. Turn right, turn left, back up, stop. I mean, that's the Holy Ghost. But wisdom tells you, okay, when you stop, what do you do now, or what do you do? Of how to carry this out. How do I do it? How do I carry it out? And understanding, intelligence, on a quick whim and all wisdom, discretion, shall keep thee. It will guard you, protect you. It will be a watcher over your lives all of the time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I thank God for the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Wisdom has spared my life.
Yes, amen.
Wisdom has kept me out of trouble. The Holy Ghost, by His helping wisdom, God the Father, the Holy Ghost, through His helping wisdom, has helped me to stay out of this, don't do this, turn right, turn left. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I might hear turn right, but then I need the know-how of how I do it. I received the command of what to do. Now I know how to do what I need to do. Helps you to know how to do what you know to do. What you learn to do helps you to know how to do what you learn to do. See that?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, thank God for wisdom.
Amen.
How many appreciate wisdom?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for it.
Amen.
Say hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.